go with the live interview segment here at Moose Jaw Events Center, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. The Blades double up on the Moose Jaw Warriors 4-2, and Moose Jaw product, Rowan Calvert of the Saskatoon Blades, is here to join me. Does winning tonight make up a little bit for what happened back in the spring?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, anytime you play Moose Jaw, being from here, you want to win, especially in this barn. We've kind of struggled, and yeah, especially because of last year. I mean, it still stings to think about, right? But anytime we can get back at them, it's awesome. It feels great.
Dan Da Silva said to me last night, too many passengers when you lost 6-2 at home. That's a bad word, passengers. Nobody wants to hear that. And it looked like you guys came out with a purpose here tonight right off the puck drop.
Yeah, we want all 20 guys for 60 minutes is what we say, and we want everyone driving that bus. So, I mean, a word I like to use all the time is being a dog, you know, going out there being a dog, being hard on pucks, you know, winning battles, doing the little things, everyone going, and then it's just easy. We can roll line after line after line, especially on the road when you can't have that matchup. And, yeah, it just makes it easier on everyone, lines 1-4 and D pairs 1-3.
Is that tough to do, though, be a dog for 68 games?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a grind, and, yeah. I mean, not everyone can do it, and that's why we kind of want, you know, as many guys as we possibly can. We say 20 for 60. Yeah. Some nights it's not all 20. You know, tonight I thought it was, so that was
so
a great effort by the boys.
It was. It really was. Your goal, tell me about it.
You know, power play like usual. I've kind of find a knack for net front there. I mean, I played the position a bit last year, and, yeah, so, I mean, shot came in. I don't even remember how, but it was just a big scramble in front, and I think Reischer kicked it, and I saw like someone kind of on the back door, and I knew Zipperick was there, so I kind of just shot it on net, and you know, sometimes you just get a bounce, and it kind of went off his skating in the net, so I was pretty happy.
You guys deserve bounces whenever you get them after having a few go against you. The celebration post game, you're the third star in the building tonight. Back on Monday in Prince Albert, you guys of course are very popular there.
Yeah.
The now-departed Brandon Lazowski gives it the championship going with the stick, and Ben Reich blew a kiss. Tonight you decided to do the same thing with the stick. Was that in response to anybody or anything in the crowd?
No, I mean, I saw Lizzo did it, and I thought it was pretty cool. And it actually reminded me of, like, I don't know if you've seen Star Wars, but Chewbacca,
yep.
When he does the thing, and he puts his crossbow over, and I thought it was pretty cool, and I knew my family was in the crowd, and they'd be watching, so I wanted to kind of do that, and, yeah, I think it's pretty rock star, so I did it tonight.
It is. I mean, I'm killing myself laughing as I'm watching this, but and I think you guys can do that all the times you want. You know, I'm in for that. I love that kind of stuff. Show some swag. Let's have some fun doing this. Rowan, congratulations on
Thanks,
the victory
Les.
Tonight. All the best moving forward.